Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward at 6:30. Storms brought heavy rain and large hail to parts of western Kansas Tuesday, with baseball-sized hail falling on Oakley and Logan County, and heavy rain that caused flooding in Scott City and Scott County. Scott County Emergency Management Director Tim Steckline reported a storm there dropped 2.1 inches of rain on the city. Said the storm caused a flooding on several streets, resulting in stalled vehicles, but no injuries.
The Wichita City Council has authorized the submission of its action plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
The fifth year of the plan will cover the period from July 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2019. It provides a basis and strategy for the use of federal funds allocated to the city by HUD for supporting services for the homeless, housing solutions, as well as benefiting low to moderate income families. Also on Tuesday, the council voted to amend city code, which pertains to alcohol consumption in parking areas. This comes after promoters for events in the downtown area requested a process for the consumption of alcohol in public parking garages, parking lots, and parking facilities within a certain area. The amendments would allow the city council to approve an application for alcohol consumption for events which occur in those parking areas bounded by Central on the north, Hillside on the east, Kellogg on the south, and Seneca on the west. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Three people died after a three-vehicle traffic accident in Anderson County, north of Garnett in southeast Kansas, Tuesday afternoon. A northbound car crossed the center lane struck a southbound car. Both were hit by a southbound pickup truck. Highway Patrol identifies the dead as 56-year-old Richard Money of Richmond, Kansas, 27-year-old Max Arthur Jackson, and 57-year-old Sean Gill of Garnett.
Calling it a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights, the Trump administration is withdrawing the United States from the United Nations Human Rights Council.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced the decision from the State Department. Pompeo says some of the worst offending countries are sitting on the council, like China, Cuba, and Venezuela. Ambassador Haley says the council obsessively mistreats Israel, passing more resolutions against Israel than against North Korea, Iran, and Syria combined.
If the Human Rights Council is going to attack countries that uphold human rights and shield countries that abuse human rights, then America should not provide it with any credibility.
Haley says the U.S. will rejoin if the council reforms. Democratic Senator Chris Coons calls the withdrawal a serious mistake and that the U.S. needs to show up and work with allies to isolate bad actors. At the State Department, Rich Edson, Fox News.
More people are reported sick from cut melon.
The Centers for Disease Control saying there's 10 more people with cases of salmonella linked to cut melon, bringing the total to 70, with 34 people hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. The agency says if you have it and you don't remember where you got the melon, throw it out or return it for a refund. The melon had been distributed to Costco, Kroger, Walmart, and Whole Foods stores. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A city government is apologizing for slavery.
The city council in Charleston, South Carolina, took a voice vote denouncing slavery, promising to be tolerant, and to open up an office of racial reconciliation. The vote took place on Tuesday, June 19th, and it was no coincidence. The date is known as Juneteenth, which celebrates the end of slavery. The vote also comes a few years after a white man opened fire in a black church in Charleston, leaving 9 dead. The vote also had a great deal of symbolism taken by a majority white council that meets in a building that was constructed by slaves. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is planning to auction off land it owns at the Wichita Greyhound Park. No dog races have run at the park for more than 10 years, and the county commission says it's time to sell because the land is not being used and the buildings are deteriorating. The county owns the land, but developer Phil Ruffin leases the park itself and buildings on the property. The lease would have to be part of the sale. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We got some much-needed precipitation and some cooler temperatures to settle in for the rest of the week. Scattered showers and a few storms wind down this morning, then clearing this afternoon with a high 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 66, then a breezy day tomorrow with Thursday's high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. A 46-year-old woman strangled a rabid bobcat.
Ooh.
After the animal attacked her in her front yard in northeast Georgia. D.D. Phillips of Hart County went outside June 7th to take a picture when the bobcat lunged at her. She then grabbed the cat by its throat and didn't let go.
Oh, my gosh.
Phillips says she grew up in the country where her father-in-law was once a trapper of bobcats. As a result, she knew something about the animal's behavior.
She knew what she was doing. Okay.
Phillips says she was afraid of calling for help because her 5-year-old granddaughter was in the house. The woman is being treated for rabies and recovering from a broken finger and several bite and claw wounds to her hands, arms, chest, and legs. Apparently, the bobcat got in its licks before it died. Sounds like she was pretty banged up, but I guess you would be. She just, man. Yeah, she got a hold of him, and she would not let go.
Yikes. That's a tough granny right there.
I guess she didn't. Well, couldn't chase it off. It attacked her. So she had to, if she's a rabid animal like that, it's going to attack sometimes. And it's not what they would usually do. They'd probably run and hide. But she knew it was rabid, and she took it on anyway. Had her 5-year-old granddaughter in the house. Interesting. All right, Wichita going ahead now. You heard the story there with Rodney Price. Wichita City Council taking steps now to improve the North Junction situation. They're going to help to finance a consultant and get this thing going along. I was in there through there yesterday. My wife and I were running some errands. We were in the northeast part of town, and we wanted to go to the west part of town. So you come down 96, and you go through this loop, and you do all this stuff. But this is a little after 4 o'clock, and the traffic was murder.
Well, yeah, it's...
I mean, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it gets ramped up in this
bunches
center.
Up there every morning and every afternoon.
They're bunched up there right now, probably. Then I got going westbound on 96, and I missed my turn to keep going on 96 westbound. Anyway, interesting to get out. You and I, we're not out there in drive time very often. But so it's kind of surprising to us when we go out and learn, hey, there are people actually out here driving around this time of day. But, they're going to... I suppose do something with that intersection or that meeting of the highways up there like they're doing out west.
Well, great. Yeah.
It'll be through the rest of the century.
10-year-long construction project to improve the North Junction.
Could be.
Oh, boy.
And from what we've seen in West Kellogg and East Kellogg, it could be. I don't know why it takes so long. Do you? I mean, are they waiting for cement to dry or what? I mean, why does it take so doggone long for that? Just because they need to keep people employed for several years at a time? I know there are incentives if they finish early. There are incentives to do it. But apparently they,
Why does it seem like in Dallas and Kansas City these projects get done quickly? Mm-hmm. It seems like here it just takes forever.
I can't explain it.
I can't explain it either.
We don't
maybe, or I don't know.
Got a bargain for you, the Super 6 Gold Tour card. You can play 18 holes of golf at each of the 6 area golf courses for only $49.
Hey!
And that's just over $8 per round.
That's a great deal.
Talking about Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, and Augusta Country Club.
Got some great courses on that list, too.
You can purchase now. Go to WichitaPerks.com.
Yeah.
6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Tuesday, new highs for the week and the current move to the upside were made in several of the live cattle and feeder cattle futures contracts after trading at or near the lows for the week early in the session. Once again, there was a lack of price bullish news for the cattle futures. Friday is the cattle on feed and the cold storage reports, and yesterday, lean hogs traded and closed negative. Yesterday's close saw August live cattle up $1.25 at $106.42. August feeders up 65 cents at $149.62. In July, lean hogs were $1.85 lower at $81.87. Now, new lows for the current move down were achieved by the wheat, corn, and soybean futures Tuesday as panic selling overtook common sense yesterday. Traders are only focusing on the negative side of the China-U.S. trade situation at the moment, and bottom picking, end users, and technical buying lifted the grain and soy complex yesterday off their session lows, despite the fact we still closed negative. Yeah, overnight, we have seen a little bit of buying come back in, get us on the positive side. At the moment, July KC wheat, 6.5 cents higher at 489.5. December corn, a penny and a half higher at 377. November soybeans, a penny and three quarters higher at 912.75. August crude oil trading 14 cents higher at 6504. August gold stand $2.60 at $1,276. September S&P, 6.75 points higher at 2772.75. September dollar index up 6 cents at 94.79. And September Dow Jones futures up 102 points, trading at 24,817. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I'm just looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar here, and there's a little old shower that might be just knocking on your door there in Augusta. Does it look like it's raining right now?
No, we're not doing nothing. We haven't really seen anything since probably about 3:30 this morning, and that was just a brief amount.
Yeah.
It didn't amount to anything. There's some pretty good rains around parts of the state. We just came up short.
Yep, in Wichita we haven't had much, but this looks like, on my radar screen, just a little old shower out there. Might hit you.
I see the same thing you're seeing. And
oh, you see it?
Not doing nothing here.
Well, it looks like...
Augusta is such a large city, it could be in another part.
That's true. It could be in another part of the town. Hey,
right.
Looks like our friends in Kingman County are getting pretty good rain this morning, and up around Hutch and Reno County, and even over in Harvey County. What are we doing wrong in Sedgwick and Butler County? What are we doing wrong, you think?
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to turn it over to Ted. Ted's got a way of doing things correct. Maybe Ted can get it taken care of.
All right. Well, this is a big area of showers. It's shrinking all the time, looks like. I mean, you can just see it as you look at the radar. It's just been collapsing this morning as it moves to the east-northeast. But, maybe we'll get some rain here. Maybe we can get some over there in Augusta. We'll see what happens next.
Let's hope.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. I was out west of town yesterday, noticed all the fields nice, and all the cutting's been done in those wheat fields, all leveled off. Looks like it's just stubble out there now.
Yeah, and it's often low stubble, too, because wheat didn't get very tall this year.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It's 6:42 now. Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He's going to talk about paying for that wedding. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.